Now we come in Psalm 47 that's before us, and this is a millennial psalm, and again it continues the praise and the worship. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples, shout unto God with the voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is awe-inspiring. He is a great king over the earth. You see, he's reigning now on the earth. And in this psalm, we find the praise and worship of the millennial kingdom. And the king now is on the earth, and he's reigning. What a picture that we have here. And what we have here, he is king over all the earth, and as such, he's praised and worshiped. You see, he's going to have to put down all of this rebellion, all of this self-conceit and arrogance of man, and all of the lawlessness. And I'm talking now about lawlessness that's against God today. He'll put it all down, and he will reign on this earth. What a picture that we have here. It's a glorious, wonderful picture, by the way. And we are told here, he will reign and subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. This is the picture that is before us. And he's called here, he shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. Now that hymn, Joy to the World, you see, is not really a hymn that speaks of the birth of Christ. It speaks of his second coming. Joy to the world, the Lord has come, and there's going to be joy on the earth in that day. Clap your hands, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. What a wonderful thing it is. I was preaching not long ago in a church where they clapped their hands, and they were rather vociferous, and someone said to me afterward that was there, said, didn't that disturb you? I said, no, that helped me a great deal, because they were right with me. I think that today we have what we call reverence today is really deadness. They've got a lot of reverence in the cemetery. Nobody's disturbing anybody or anything. And I think we need a little life today, maybe in our services. Now, will you notice when you come here to the fifth verse, and I'm going to read now another translation here, and you follow your own. God is gone up amid shouting, Jehovah amid the sound of the trumpet. Sing psalms unto God. Sing psalms unto our King. Sing psalms, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing psalms for instruction. God reigneth over the nations. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The willing-hearted of the people have gathered together with the people of the God of Abraham. For unto God belong the shields of the earth. He's greatly exalted. Now, Jehovah is on high, and he's the Most High. He ascended amid shouting. And that means that if he ascended, that means that he made a previous descent. And I think that he came to this earth 1,900 years ago, born yonder in Bethlehem, but he went back in an ascension. I think you have that in Psalm 24. But here, what we have is another ascension. I think he'll come to this earth, establish his kingdom, and be going back and forth to the New Jerusalem. I think that between the New Jerusalem and this earth, there's going to be a freeway that's going to be busier than the freeways in Southern California, with this difference. There won't be any traffic tie-up. You'll be able to move back and forth. That's going to be one of the wonderful things, and I think that's what we have here. He will descend and ascend at stated times during the millennium and display, I think, his visible glory here upon this earth. This is a glorious, wonderful psalm, and we're told to sing praises to him. He's the God of Abraham. Now, there's a nation down here on this earth in the millennium and on through eternity.